Financial Breakfast, where we equip you with relatable and realistic financial advice.
I think honestly, these conversations are also helping us slowly but surely get a hold of our finances, our spending, the impulse buying and things that we do that we know we shouldn't do, but we still do sometimes. But I think honestly, you know, when you go to town and you have to spend your own money, like that lump that you have in your throat, It's becoming a little bit smaller for me, actually, all thanks to the lessons and sessions that we've been having with Juliana Veripi. So make sure that you take the notes that you need, take her number at the end of the conversation as well, reach out to her and see how she can just customize just your finances to feed your life as well. All right. But yeah, let's see what she has in store for us today.
Good morning. And today's topic is part two on budget auditing, self-reflection, and reviewing your budget as a whole. But before we do that, let us kindly put out our disclaimer. I am in no way representing any company. I am solely here as a licensed financial advisor, sharing my expertise that I have gained over the years. Okay, so let us do a recap. We were busy auditing our budget, self-reflection, and reviewing our budget as a whole. We have touched on tracking your spending habits, the importance of an emergency fund, and also funding your emergency fund. Provision for your non-monthly expenses, identifying where you have gone off budget, and planning for unexpected expenses, as well as tracking your financial goals. It's a mouthful, and I know that. Before we proceed, I would like to say that if you are not comfortable with planning your budget, reach out to me or any other financial advisor. I can do an analysis for you. If that is also not for you and you're self-reliant, you can then visit YouTube and other platforms as well that can give you knowledge on how to do a better or proper budget. And if all of that content is just not for you and it just doesn't relate to you, you can reach out and give me a call and we can then help you set up a proper budget with regards to your finances. Coming back to the topic, how many times have you messed up your budget? Compare it to the times that you have stayed on track and identify, are you moving upwards? Is there improvement in reaching your financial goals? Must admit, from personal experience, there is a certain relief, a certain sigh that you give when you stay on track with regards to your budget. This is the way you feel. This is a certain freedom that comes over you. This is a certain satisfaction you feel within yourself when you are on track with your budget. Like if you have hit your budget on the nail and there's extra money, there's no feeling like that. But anyway, we are all aiming for that feeling. Okay, next. Do you still get times when you come back to your bank and you're like, where did all of my money go? And you are scrolling down your transactions, trying to figure out, how did I lose my money? How am I not on track with regards to my budget? Where did I spend what? That means you are not tracking your income and your expenses. That means you are not staying focused and you're not staying in key with regards to your budgeting. It means there's probably debit orders that did not go off, that went off that time, meaning you did not cater for that. So you need to identify, you need to see yourself with regards to your transactions, especially when it comes to bank. You need to track your actions from the bank. Last but not least, stay within your means. Be realistic with regards to your budget. Be realistic with your income. Be realistic with your expenses. If your friends are going on a trip and you cannot afford it, be kind to yourself. Be realistic with yourself. Tell yourself and tell your friends you cannot make it. Do not make your budget or expand your budget or stretch your budget just for you to consistently remain financially struggling, financially stagnant, and not moving forward, not able to build on your emergency plan for the future. If you cannot make it for coffee dates, a boys' retreat, a certain show, spa day, do not feel FOMO. If you stay to your goals, you will be able to afford these things very soon. You'll be able to afford luxuries very soon if you stay consistent now with your goals and consistent to your budget now. Tip of the day, budgeting is not financial handcuffs. If anything, it is your financial key to a better and brighter future. If you have loved today's topic and you'd like us to speak more, kindly call me on 081-644-8286. As it is from me, it's au revoir. Bye.
Thank you so much, Osa.
Thank you so much, Juliana.
8:57, that's your time. If you missed it, well, it's going to be up on the website in a couple of minutes.
Financial Breakfast, every Monday at 8:50 a.m.